We are in the process of engaging the broader global community in what's going on in the United Nations. This is a part of that process. We are in uncharted waters. We don't know what will happen with it, how much influence it will have on the outcome. But I think definitely that we are in a process that will continue and have an ever increasing importance in the future.
Will the Security Council embrace this effort to be transparent, inclusive, and open?
We will have to see. I think up till now, this has been organized in close coordination with the Security Council, as was asked for in the resolution 69321, which was approved late in the last session of the General Assembly. That this process should be started by a coordinated letter from the presidents of the General Assembly and Security Council. That was what happened in December when Samantha Power was the president of the Security Council. And that defined the playground for the further process here and gave me, as president of the General Assembly, the authority to start the process in the GA. But also has been the understanding between the presidents of the Security Council in the months that followed is that the Security Council will wait until we have had our processes started before they go into any kind of special meetings with the candidates. They can do that, of course, free to do that, but they will not replicate the format we are having here with all the member states present and with civil society present at the end of it.
Could we say this could truly be an exercise in global democracy?
Well, hopefully it will be a more democratic, a more open, more transparent process that gives real influence to the general membership of the United Nations in the process of selecting the next Secretary General. It's not necessarily so, but I think that if out of our process in the GA in this spring comes that a critical number of member states rally around one candidate, it will have a big influence. It will be very difficult to see the Security Council, which actually consists of 15 members of the General Assembly, to come out with quite a different candidate. But it depends on how the process will go over the scene. It depends on, will there be during this process one of the candidates that actually are more eminent than the others, and a number of countries already during, a majority of countries even, during this process will commit themselves to support a particular candidate? Or will we have a large number of candidates with no visible leading of the game? So if the last is the case, it could very well turn back to the Security Council with permanent members to decide, as it has been the reality on previous occasions.
There's a lot of talk about the next Secretary General being a woman. Are you getting that from the input that you're receiving?
I think there is a strong community of nations and ambassadors here also in the UN. A lot of people out in the member countries arguing that it would be a very strong symbol of more gender balance. But of course, there are no rules and regulations about this. We are about to find the best person. I'm sure that it's quite possible to find the best person among the female part of the global population. It's up to the membership to decide.
Is that the same in regards to the regional rotation, so-called regional rotation?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a statutory regional rotation, but it's obvious that the Eastern European group has very strong opinions on that they, for the first time, should be the group of countries from where the Secretary General should come. And out of the seven names we officially have now nominated from countries, these six are coming from Eastern Europe. And I think that has support from a number of countries outside the Eastern European group. But again, it's not written in any constitution or in any rules or regulation that a particular country or group of countries should be fathering the next Secretary General. So we'll see what happens.
On a more personal level, how important is this to you?
I think it's very important that we not just talk about more transparency, but we actually walk the talk, that we do it in the United Nations. And I think that the whole legitimacy of the United Nations will be improved around the world, among the membership, if we could say afterwards this was a more open, democratic process than we used to have. And it produced the best possible candidate.